topic will be on the obligation to preach clear gospel. Now this morning I want to share what Paul told the Corinthian church about the obligation to share the gospel in a plain and understanding manner. Our scripture reading this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. He says, "Therefore, through God's mercy we have this ministry. We do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not of ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." Now we see Paul clearly comes out of the gate and humbly admits it's through God's mercy that he even has a ministry. So we do not lose heart. God is in control of these ministries. In verse 2, he says they do not use deception, nor do they distort the word of God by setting forth the truth plainly. In verse 5, he says, "What we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. He is Lord of all, and we are to serve his people." Verse 6, he goes on to say, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." Now, one of the things I love about Bible Fellowship Church and its leadership is the humbleness and understanding of the simpleness of the gospel. Keep it simple, make it plain, make it applicable. Our belief is it is the truth of God's word spoken that does all the work. We don't have to get fancy and literal commentary. We just deliver the truth of God's word, what he has made known to us. Paul is laying out in the first 6 verses to the Corinthian church. He is humbly saying this truth that we speak is not of human wisdom, but only through the wisdom and knowledge God provides. We as pastors and teachers carry the same responsibility today. It has not changed in the last 2,000 years. This is why Paul is laying it out there, that there must be no veil, that it must be preached in a way that nothing is hidden or mysterious. All must be clear, honest, and sincere. As we sit and study the Word of God, we rely on God to make it plain to us, so that we too have a responsibility to make it plain and clear to those whom we share. We are mere messengers of the Word of God, servants of the Lord Jesus, servants to those whom God has chosen to put in our path to deliver the simple message of the gospel, which is Jesus Christ and his redeeming power over sin and death to save humanity. But as we look at verse 4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. The ones perishing in verse 3, why are they perishing? The culprit is Satan. He is called the God of this age. He is succeeding in putting a veil over the minds of the unbelieving ones. He would succeed in keeping them in darkness if it were not for the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ that shines on them so that they too may be saved. Now let's be clear. Eloquent words of man save no one. It is the power of the light of the gospel that saves us all. The light of the gospel is always shining. God is always seeking to shine in the hearts of men to reveal the knowledge of his glory through his spoken word. Will you let the light of his glory shine in your heart this morning? Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for choosing to shine the light of your wisdom and knowledge in the hearts of man, to allow us to hear and clearly hear you clearly and reveal your truths to us. May we in respect do likewise to all those we share your wonderful words to. And we'll give you the praise, all the honor, and all the glory of Jesus. It's in your precious name we pray.